Welcome to this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's. And one of the real interesting stories of this year's Falcons team is wide receiver Darius Johnson, who started the year. Well, actually, you can't say you started the year because you got waived at the end of the preseason and then got signed to the practice squad and then got brought up to the active roster after Julio got hurt. Mm-hmm. What's that like?
Towards the beginning when I found out I was, you know, getting waived or whatever, it was a little depressing. You know, everybody wants to be on the 53, but, you know, just talking to some of the players and other guys, you know, it doesn't come right away for all players. You know, everybody's journey is different. So being on the practice squad was the first step for me, another step to where I wanted to get. And it was just, by the grace of God, I was able to get moved up. Unfortunate injuries, but I got my chance.
Tell me what you're thinking in the preseason, because I would guess for you, an undrafted college free agent, mm-hmm. the preseason is kind of like the playoffs every week,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the way you approached it?
Definitely, because you want to go out there and show what you've got. You only have limited amount of time to do that, so you want to just take advantage of every opportunity you get out there.
Hmm. It was interesting because when you came to the active roster, I kept thinking, I'm not sure how many reps Darius Johnson had with Matt Ryan in the mm-hmm. preseason.
Yeah.
Not many
at all, yeah.
So your track, once you got to the active roster, was pretty fast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What do you learn in that quick time span being moved to the active roster before you line up and play?
Yeah, well, our coaches always tell us, you know, you never know when your name is going to get called. Mm-hmm. So you have to prepare every week like you're going to be that guy whose name is getting called. So I just took heed to that.
How have you done?
I think I've done pretty well. Pretty good as far as just staying on top of everything, knowing the playbook, knowing what I'm supposed to do out there on the field. I think I did manage it pretty well.
Darius, how big a jump is it?
It's a pretty big jump. It's a lot more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more is expected of you as a professional. So it's really a lot more expected.
Is it more of a business than you think when you're in college at SMU?
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a business, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had to take the coolest thing that's happened to you so far,
mm-hmm.
what would it be?
Probably scoring my first touchdown. That was pretty cool. Against the Saints. Well, not against the Saints. The Seahawks, one of the best defenses in the league. So it was pretty big deal. Even though we lost, I was pretty excited.
Does it flash? I mean, is it one of those deals where it happens so fast, you're like, wow, I just scored my first touchdown?
Yeah, it's crazy. I almost forgot to get my ball. I was so excited.
But you did get the ball.
Yeah, I did get it eventually. Yeah. One of my teammates got it for me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right, time for this week's edition of Third and Short. You're from Missouri City, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to know about Missouri City, Texas? And why is Missouri City in Texas?
Missouri City. One thing you need to know is it's not too many chumps out there.
Tough
not
town?
Too many chumps. It's right south of Houston, so it's really not a small city. So, but why it's in Texas?
Why is it called Missouri City, baby?
Okay, I don't know. I have no idea it's called Missouri City.
When you come here as a college free agent, mm-hmm. do you just take the number they give you, or do you ask for a number?
Oh, you just got to take it. You have to take the number. You haven't earned anything, so, you know, just coming in, just accept it. No matter what it is, just accept it.
All right, outside of catching your first touchdown, coolest thing about being an NFL player?
I think getting to see the different players on different teams, you know. Mm-hmm. People you've grown up seeing on TV, you know, especially for me, like Tony Gonzalez. It's amazing to me that I'm right next to him in the locker room. You know, it still gets to me. Like, it's crazy to see it, but I think that's the most exciting thing for me.
Before the season's over, you're going to have him sign something?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course, a jersey or a ball or something, yeah.
All right. High school nickname?
Truth.
Your high school nickname?
Yes.
What about your team's high school nickname?
My team.
What was your team called? What was the high school nickname?
Hurricanes.
Hurricanes, yeah. What colors?
Green and white.
Green and white. Yeah. Were y'all good?
Yeah, we went to state championship. My senior year, yeah.
Place you want to visit?
Place I want to visit. I would love to go to Bahamas. Yeah, sounds pretty nice.
Favorite movie?
I'd have to go with comedy next Friday.
All right. If you weren't playing football, mm-hmm. what would you be doing?
Working towards being a coach somewhere. Hmm. I would love to do that. Love to want to stay around the sport. So I would love to be a coach.
If you weren't a football player, what would you be athletically? Would you have done something else?
An honor roll student at SMU. That's what I would have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darius Johnson, he's What's Brewing This Week, presented by McDonald's.